Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Now, you may recall that a 9-year-old boy in County Wexford, Alejandro Mizan, was left with life-changing injuries after being attacked by a dog last November. It prompted the government to establish a working group to examine issues around the control of dogs. And today, an interim report from that group was presented to Cabinet by Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue. Among the recommendations are the recruitment of 40 additional dog wardens nationwide, the creation of a single centralised database for dog microchips, and the doubling of fines under the Control of Dogs Act to €5,000. It comes as multiple dog attacks on sheep have also been reported in recent months. A little earlier, I spoke to Westmeath farmer Sean McNamara, Sheep Committee Chair with the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. How widespread, I asked him, is the problem of dog attacks for his members?
Well, last year, 4,000 sheep was injured by dogs. And also, there was 130 people injured by dogs who reported to the Gardaí. So that tells you the scale of the problem it is at the moment.
So for sheep farmers like yourself, is this a constant worry?
It's a constant worry because you don't know what day you will go out and you will find the sheep attacked by dogs. And the biggest problem is the aftermath of the attack when you have the lamb yours and everything after that is the biggest problem.
And I suppose at this time of year in particular, they'd be concerned because the young lambs are out in the fields.
That is true. And the biggest problem of all is sheep in lamb. When they get attacked by dogs, farmers are not able to get lambs out of them. They lose a lot of lambs, they lose a lot of yours. And like, it causes a lot of pain, a lot of hardship and serious loss of income to farmers.
And you know about this firsthand, Sean, because you've experienced it yourself.
I've experienced it a number of times. I mean, I experienced it the year with sheep looking after their yours. But 5 years ago, I had a serious attack on sheep. I got 40 sheep killed. I had ear to the ground doing a recording on my farm after it happened. I put in 2 months hard trying to get lambs out of yours, and I wouldn't like to say what my losses was, because it wouldn't look good.
So what then do you make of these recommendations? Extra dog wardens, doubling the fines, bringing a central database for dog microchips. What do you think of those proposals?
I welcome all the new changes. But I'll say one thing to you, in all of this, enforcement is key. And if we have an enforcement there, we're at nothing. That's the way I look at it. We can all talk about bringing in new laws and everything, but if we don't enforce it, we're in trouble.
And on this question of identifying dog ownership, the microchip.
Yeah, all dogs need to be microchipped. Like, I'd say there's 50% of dogs, maybe 60% of dogs now microchipped. There needs to be a database for all dogs.
And that's Sean McNamara from the Cattle and Sheep Farm.